but not that one. Heartbreakers from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Bass player Ron Blair is 72 years old today. And one day he was a no-show. They were recording Hard Promises, 1981. The song A Woman in Love, It's Not Me. Well, for some reason, he didn't show up that day. They needed a recording. They needed a bass player. And the keyboardist, Benmont Tench, can't recall why he wasn't there, but he was very excited because in the same recording studio was Donald Duck Dunn. You know him from the Blues Brothers, played with Eric Clapton, Booker T, and the MGs. It was an honor. Here's Mr. Tench.
Duck was around, and Duck was an idol of ours, and he was a very good friend of ours. So you get an opportunity to play a song with Duck Dunn, you take it, and he's going to shape it without bossing anybody around. Just the way that he's going to play is going to do something really crazy to the feel and just lovely, so that it breathes and it relaxes a little after the intro, and it picks back up when the chorus comes, and then it backs down again to the verse. Just lovely what he did.
It's just lovely. This could be a conflict of interest. Kirk Hammett sees no problem, though. Metallica is selling blackened whiskey. James Hetfield has been in rehab for alcohol addiction many, many times. Kirk says you can't compare the two things. James' struggle to get dry is a completely personal matter, mentally and emotionally. The fact that we produce, bottle, and sell alcohol is totally independent of this. It's completely up to you whether you drink or not, and I think I can sell what I want. If I were a diabetic, that wouldn't mean I couldn't sell sweets. Kind of a rationalization, don't you think? James is working his way out of his situation. We can only try and support him by selling booze. No, I added that last part. As long as James doesn't take an active part, you know, taste test.